الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. ولا تهنوا في ابتغاء القوم إن تكونوا تألمون فإنهم يألمون كما تألمون وترجون من الله ما لا يرجون وكان الله عليما حكيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about a special type of salah which is called Salatul Khawf, and this salah happens when the Muslim army and forces are now facing the enemy and the time of salah happens to set in. Then even in this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make salah maaf. Rather, there's a specific type of salah that is performed, which is called salatul khawf. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here in the verse that we've just recited, explains that when a person finishes from the salatul khawf, then he must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with much remembrance. Why a person should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the dhikr of Allah? A person should make the dhikr of Allah and make istighfar, because when a person performs salah, salah demands from that person that he gives his mind, his heart, his soul, his body focused for that salah, this full khushu' and khudu' in that salah. But of course here we are now in war, and here the Muslimin are also panicking because they are facing the enemy and now they are performing salah, so there could be a lack of khawf or a lack of khushu and khudu found in that particular salah. So because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah understands now, because this is a specific scenario, a specific case. So once you finish from that salah, from that salatul khawf, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions. Whilst you're standing, sitting, lying on your sides, etc., continue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. And Allah says now, once things have settled down, calmed down, فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ, then establish salah again. In other words, when you establish salah again, then it does not mean that you have to repeat that salah, no. Rather it means when the time of salah comes in, then again read that salah with full khushu, hudud, devotion, dedication, and have your mind and heart focused again fully on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah understands that when a person is now fearing something, then there could be that lack of khushu that is found for a while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to make up for that by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with much remembrance. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. At the ending of this verse, Allah wants to show us that how important salah is in a life of a believer. That salah has its fixed times, it's prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's specified times. There's no way that one is going to stay away from performing salah. Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي بِتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. After the salah, again when you'll be fighting the enemy, then don't slacken here in looking for the people, in looking for the enemy. Now you should go out and you should fight, and you should wage war لِإِعْلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, to raise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ. If you are suffering some pain, O Sahaba, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ. They are also going through some difficulty, they are also suffering some pain, like how you are suffering. So why is it such that you can't do it? So you should also do it. You should also come out and fight in the path of Allah, because وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. The difference is, yes, there is pain. Both sides, both armies are facing some, are suffering some pain. But one army anticipates and hopes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what the other doesn't anticipate. Oh, you Muslim, you want something from Allah which the kafir doesn't want. So Allah says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is well aware and Allah is all wise in why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes the sharia and the laws of sharia in this manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to read and understand. Wa'afu.